time for you.
You've reached Taylor Woodworking. No one's available to take your call right now. Please leave a message. We'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hey, Tom. This is Scott here with the Bank of Cardiff. Just want to get in touch with you here. I was actually looking at a little older file here today. Looks like about...
Hello?
Hello, Tom.
Yep.
Hey, Tom. This is Scott at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. He just was getting in touch with you here. I know it's been a while. I don't know if it rings a bell, but about a year and a half ago, you had applied for a working capital loan with us.
Yeah, and you denied me.
Okay. Well, you know, I just wanted to get back in touch, let you know we've kind of upgraded programs a little bit here. The capital's cheaper. It's a little easier to qualify. Have added on more programs, so there's more options at the time.
Can you give me an idea of what some of the programs and qualifications that are different are?
Well, generally the payback factors have gotten a little bit lower. We just added on more options so we can look at different ranges of cash flow. Look more recent. Look at little longer terms for businesses that maybe have fluctuations in the in sales.
You got to be a little bit more specific than that. You know, I've been with OnDeck for 3 years, so, and I've been contacted by no less than 50 lenders of this nature. So, you know, it seems as though I go down the same road with everybody and I get the same answer, the same rate, the same terms, the same, type of scenario. So why would I move from OnDeck? You know, I mean, if you're telling me that you've got some 15% to 20% money that'll go out a year to a year and a half, I'll talk to you. If not, then what's the point?
Okay. I have seen approvals over a year. I've seen year and a half. I've seen 2 years. Occasionally well-qualified ones have actually, we have a three-year program. It's not as common, but, really well-qualified people have seen approvals up to three years here. Do you have a current loan with OnDeck?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. And then what was what were the details on that? How much was it for? How much is the payback?
I owe them about $60,000 and I've got 9 months left on that payout.
Okay. How long of a term was it?
It was an 18-month term.
18 months? Okay. So right about halfway through.
Yep.
Okay. What was the original borrowed amount?
90.
90? Mm-hmm. Is that 120 payback?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And once you get about the halfway point, that's when we can kind of review, when somebody's got an existing loan, see if we can, there's sometimes a couple different options. Sometimes we can, get you, more money for the same payment. Is it a daily, weekly?
It's a daily.
Daily.
I mean, if it was the same money for the same payment, why wouldn't I stay with OnDeck? I mean, what would be the sense of?
Maybe it could be more money for the same payment, or possibly, more lower payments for stretched out for a longer time. We've got some options to restructure it, get you more money, make it cheaper. Okay. Now, what did you do in total sales last year?
We do about 60 a month. We're a little bit off this year of that, but it's a different year. Last year, the first 6 months were my strongest. I think the next nine are going to be, after this month are going to. And it's a funny. I'm in the millwork cabinet, architectural millwork custom cabinet business, and. I live on Martha's Vineyard, and it's all multi-million dollar projects, and it depends kind of on when and where they start and what stage they're at. There's no particular time frame other than that the majority of them try to finish by July 4th, but this year I don't think that's going to be the case. I think we're going to see more September, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Thanksgiving type finishes. So
yeah.
But anyhow, I just don't, what do you require? The same usual one-page application and bank statements?
Yeah, one-page app, bank statements, most recent tax return.
Mm-hmm.
not a lot different than what other other businesses, other banks require. It's a free application with us. We can always take a look at it, see if we can do something for you that makes.
I mean, I have all of last year's bank statements loaded up into an email with the the tax return, the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you got everything, all
like
together
I said,
there.
I've been down this road so many times. Everybody's a direct lender, and the truth of it is 99.9% of them are brokers. So there's the higher rate kicking in place, or a fee, or it's anyhow. I don't know. I'll think about it. If you want to email me another application, I don't know if I still have the one you sent me a while back or not. But,
okay. Yeah, I'll send you.
By the way, you were the
one.
Only one in the field that denied me back then when I applied with you. The only one, for what that's worth. So that's again why I've been kind of reluctant to pursue, another shot at your bank there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll send you an email. I'll include some links too. We've got like our Google Plus, some reviews from recent customers. You can take a look and see what they said as well.
Well, what's really gonna make me get serious about it is hearing some rates. My credit score is a little low at the moment, only because I missed a couple of payments with American Express, but I'm working that out with them. But it's. Again, I don't want to waste my time or yours,
Okay. And I'm not the guy that gets the rate, that's the underwriter. I'm just working on getting, answer questions you have, get the documents in, and obviously we need the application before we can quote actual rates.
Right. I'll consider it and take a look at it. How's that?
Okay. All right.
I haven't hung up on you yet, so you're game by a long shot.
I know. Sorry, that's promising enough, at least. So the email I got here is tmtmv1@comcast.net.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All righty.
All right. Yeah, I'll shoot you out that email, and if you have any questions, email me.
Where are you guys? California?
Yeah, we're in San Diego.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I took a couple of fishing trips out of San Diego on the long-range boats.
Oh, cool. That's something I haven't done yet for as long as I've lived here. But
oh, man, if you like to fish, those things are, I did a couple from there, but I did half a dozen where the boat met us in Cabo San Lucas, and then we went out and fished the Revejeros Islands off the coast of Mexico, and even took one trip way out to the Clipperton Atoll, which is French country property. I mean, these were 10-day to 2-week live aboard the boats, and we ate like kings, and the fish. They had live sardines in the fish holds, and you name it, we caught it.
Yeah, but you guys
big yellowfin tuna. There were five of us that were trying to break all the fly rod yellowfin tuna world records, and we all had epic fish on for long periods of time, bouncing around in 30-foot seas and a Avon hard-bottomed rubber boat, and the problem was that by the time you actually were killing the fish and headed anywhere near the rubber raft, the sharks were all over it. Every one of them got eaten by sharks. So,
gee, that's. Did you ever, when you had to read like classic books going through school, did you ever read Old Man and the Sea?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing that happened with his marlin when he finally pulled it back in. The sharks ate it.
Yeah. And anyhow, San Diego apparently has the most stable and favorable climate of any city in North America, from what I've read, that you always seem to have good weather.
I believe I've lived a number of places around the country, and I can definitely say that that's true from what I've seen, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Lucky you. We're looking at 12 inches of snow Friday and 50-mile-an-hour northeast winds. So.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I'm on the island of Martha's Vineyard, out in the Atlantic Ocean. Next stop is Spain. So. We get those weather fronts coming right over the top of us.
Yeah, I have
all the ones that the weathermen say, "Oh, it's going to go offshore." They forget to say, "No, it's going to go right over Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket Islands."
Like, yeah, we're on the way to offshore. Don't forget about us.
Anyhow, all right, I got to run, but send that along.
Okay, take care, Tom.
All right, bye.
Bye.